Governor Ned Lamont was enthusiastic when he launched the Connecticut Partnership for Education in a packed gymnasium at East Hartford High School.
The Dalio Foundation is going to contribute $100 million to make sure your education is the best that it can be. Your education is the best that it can be. We educate the whole person. We love the student.
Connecticut was to match the Dalio gift over 5 years and work to raise another $100 million from other philanthropic groups. But the partnership was hardly up and running before it fell apart the very first year. A disappointed Lamont, who'd styled himself Connecticut's education governor, again made the announcement.
I came into this job, I really wanted to be the education governor. I thought it was the most important thing I could do in terms of the future of our state and the future of a lot of kids, some of whom were getting left behind.
There was a silver lining to the short-lived partnership, which came in handy in the opening days of the pandemic.
And that partnership, you know, in a year, made available 60,000 laptops for kids who would otherwise not have access to education, online education.
State Representative Vincent Candelora is the House Republican minority leader. He and some other lawmakers had opposed the partnership. Candelora says the problem was a clash of cultures between the public and private sectors.
I think generally the concern that I had had with the way that was structured is that we created a sort of quasi-public agency and exempted it from freedom of information laws, so that it was able to operate in secret, despite the fact that public officials were serving on that board.
Candelora says of paramount concern was the fact that $100 million in public funds were to be potentially administered by a private entity.
The same rules just don't apply to government as they do to private business. And I think it just sort of collapsed because of in part, the way that business was structured.
But he says not all public-private partnerships lack public transparency.
We do have success stories like our airport authority.
And even in education.
I think we could point to a lot of charter schools, and even the Dalio Foundation itself does a lot of great philanthropic work for education.
There's an irony here that you have this great wealth that allows philanthropists to be in a position to donate significant amounts of money.
That's Fred McKinney. He is the Carlton Highsmith Chair of Innovation and Entrepreneurship at Quinnipiac University. McKinney believes public education would be more equitably funded if the wealthy paid more in taxes.
That very system that created that wealth also created the poverty that those philanthropists, business philanthropists, are trying to address. So I think we really in this country have to say there is an amount of money that is enough.
McKinney acknowledges that the Connecticut Partnership did provide 60,000 laptops for students from underserved communities that otherwise would not have been available to the students during the pandemic. This year, progressive Democrats proposed increased taxes on the wealthy, but it did not have Lamont's support, and the proposals died during budget negotiations with the governor. Patrice McCarthy is with the Connecticut Association of Boards of Education. She believes there's a role for wealthy philanthropists. She says the scale of the Dalio Foundation's partnership with Connecticut was probably the problem. McCarthy says for years, the foundation has worked very successfully with individual schools.
For instance, a school district can work directly with a foundation like the Dalio Foundation and identify specific goals that can really make significant contributions for the education system.
She says the foundation's ability to get laptops and free Wi-Fi to thousands of students across the state during the lockdown should not be dismissed.
The Dalio Foundation funded a significant amount of the laptop purchases that were needed to make sure that when students had to be engaged in distance learning, they had the devices in their homes available to them.
Last summer, the city of Norwalk partnered with the foundation to provide broadband internet access to all its school-age children. Dalio gave a $315,000 grant. Another philanthropy, the B Foundation, gave $50,000, and the city of Norwalk contributed $150,000. Norwalk Mayor Harry Rilling says it was a lifeline to 1,000 families of public school children who did not have high-quality, reliable internet service at home. He says the city also provided people to help them navigate the internet.
They may need help in finding good medical coverage. They may need help in finding good nutritional information. Or they might need food. They might need some sort of assistance for their children that they may not know is available to them.
Two other foundations, the Per and Astrid Heidenreich Family Foundation and the Ritter Family Foundation, provided a $125,000 grant each to pay for the family navigators. And a philanthropic business group that includes Bank of America, First County Bank, Lapine Associates, Pitney Bowes, Synchrony, Tudor Foundation, and Xerox is funding local nonprofit educational organizations in Fairfield County. The first round of $300,000 in grants has just been awarded to 7 programs. McCarthy says while quantifiable data won't be available until the fall, she's sure students would have fallen further behind without the support.
Those resources have enabled the district to maintain student engagement and make real efforts to close the achievement gap.
In the meantime, the Dalio Foundation continues its partnership with the East Hartford School District, where its ill-fated partnership with Connecticut was launched. Its funding helps East Hartford provide a mentoring program for individual students. Ebong Udama, WSH News.